This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. A new event debuts this Saturday. It aims to increase the number of African-American small business owners. More than 35 exhibitors are expected at the Kalamazoo Black Business Expo, and professional development sessions are planned, including a panel featuring successful entrepreneurs. A local group of entrepreneurs called Black Wall Street Kalamazoo is organizing the expo with the City of Kalamazoo, Soul Artistry LLC, and Rooted. Two of the event organizers are with us in the WMUK studios. Welcome to West Southwest. Introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Nicole Triplett. I am a limited licensed psychologist and the founder of Black Wall Street Kalamazoo.
My name is Dwayne Powell Jr., and I am the neighborhood business coordinator for the City of Kalamazoo.
Is it your intention to offer the Black Business Expo every year?
Yes, it is our intention to start having a yearly Black Business Expo.
And this would be the first time such an expo is being held on an annual basis, is that correct?
We do believe so.
I asked Ms. Triplett how the idea for the expo came about. She says it was an outgrowth of Black Wall Street Kalamazoo starting out as a Facebook group of local entrepreneurs late last year. Triplett further explains.
And upon making that platform, beginning on Facebook, we decided that we need to physically come together and be present in the community.
Black Wall Street Kalamazoo was founded when, Ms. Triplett?
December 2017.
What made you start that?
Just noticing how much talent we have in this community, and obviously Facebook is now the world and everything happens there. If you want to know something, if you want to do something, you almost need to be on there. So just noticing how many people were selling things, catering events, consulting, and I thought, wow, what if we had one space, one area where someone could go and look for what they're looking for from a Black business?
It got to a point where you said, you know what? Hey, let's start meeting in person. And thus this idea came about. You have several partners for this particular event. You, of course, have the lead organizer, which is Black Wall Street Kalamazoo. Who are your other partners?
We are being sponsored by the City of Kalamazoo. Thus, we have Dwayne Powell Jr. here and Rooted
and
Soul Artistry.
And Soul Artistry. Some listeners may be unfamiliar with Rooted. I went on their website. They describe themselves as birthing justice and body awareness. Among the things they offer are classes that help get you fit. Another of your organizers is Soul Artistry LLC. The person behind that is Yolanda Lavender, who's also executive director of the Kalamazoo Black Arts and Cultural Center. And I understand her group is coordinating the live performances and visual art at the expo. What exactly is going to happen at this event that's going to be at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts?
I'm really excited for this event. When you enter the space, you want to feel the community and the collaboration of Black businesses. In the auditorium, we will have around 36 businesses that are here located in Kalamazoo. In the lobby space, you'll be greeted with music, live art, dancing, and we will also be having an awesome business workshop with our keynote speaker, Nicole Farmer, out of Detroit, Michigan. All of these things will be going on simultaneously, so you can float in any area you'd like during that time from 3 to 7 p.m. on August the 11th at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts.
Who are you targeting with this event?
Community. We have been marketing to the community, so all ethnicities, all cultures, because we want to be one community. Strengthening the economy strengthens the community.
Your press release says that you're also targeting aspiring and successful entrepreneurs.
This will be a networking opportunity for aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that are not physically exhibiting at the showcase. However, we want the consumers to also come in to see what unique products and experience the great customer service that the Black community of Kalamazoo businesses have to offer.
Is entry to the event free?
Entry is free to the community.
As far as the performances, that's just going to be happening organically throughout the entire event. You have a keynote address, and then I think you also have a panel discussion. Is that kind of the two main things that are going on?
Yes.
Does your speaker, Nicole Farmer, will she have a main topic that she's addressing?
I believe she will have. I can let Dwayne talk more about that.
Nicole Farmer is an amazing entrepreneur, out from Detroit, Michigan. She has a story that a lot of folks can relate to. She was a single mother. I believe at some point she was homeless and was able to start several businesses. And the primary focus of her business now is something, the name of the business is called Lifeline Consulting. And they are a partner with several organizations in the city of Detroit, one being one of the major economic arms, economic development arms in Detroit called Tech Town, which is a mixed-use incubator in the heart of Detroit that is connected to Wayne State. And she is one of the premier consultants for small business development and entrepreneurs in Detroit. And over the last, 9 years, she's consulted with about 5,000 businesses. So she's been at the very grassroots level of empowering the underserved and also people of color to be able to start businesses. A lot of time, oftentimes, people that would have never thought that they would have the opportunity to start businesses, she has the ability to inspire and also connect them with the resources that are available in Detroit to help people start businesses in some of the urban core and across the city. So we're hoping that she could bring that inspiration and believing she's going to bring that inspiration to Kalamazoo, because we are in a similar space, an opportunity to empower people that maybe have never thought about starting a business or wanted to but never thought that they could. Part of her conversation will be about inspiration, but also an entrepreneurship 101, how to start your business, best practices and things of that nature.
One of the distinctions that she has is she is believed to be the first African-American woman in the United States to own a Tuffy Auto Center, and that's an auto repair and tire service company. Let's talk about your panel discussion that's coming up. I recognize many of the faces on your panel, including Jeremy Cole, who is a local Kalamazoo builder and who is getting a pilot on HGTV this fall. What is the topic that's going to be addressed on that panel?
The panelists are going to be discussing entrepreneurship, characteristics of an entrepreneur.
You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. Our guests are two of the organizers of this Saturday's Kalamazoo Black Business Expo, Nicole Triplett, founder of Black Wall Street Kalamazoo, and Dwayne Powell Jr., neighborhood business coordinator for the city of Kalamazoo. The event is free.
And as we stated, we are being sponsored by the city of Kalamazoo. And so Dwayne is sponsoring the workshop portion. So
okay. We'll
have him talk to you more about the panels in the workshop.
So the beautiful thing about the panel is all of which are either entrepreneurs from Kalamazoo or they're entrepreneurs in Kalamazoo. And have all reached a certain level of success that would be inspirational to anyone. And they've got their own individual stories and have reached heights that we all aspire to connect with. The only one that's not from Kalamazoo or operating in Kalamazoo is Jonathan Jokes, who is from Grand Rapids. So we're also trying to think more regionally, right? I call Grand Rapids our brother city, our sister city. And I've had a lot of connection with Jonathan Jokes. He's doing some amazing work in terms of getting young people involved in technology and exposing them to technology and also creating opportunities for people of color around the field of technology. And again, he's in the grassroots development, entrepreneurship development in Grand Rapids. So just a great partner to bring down. Again, I see Grand Rapids as it's almost a big, big suburb of Kalamazoo. So it's just so close. We wanted to bring him down and kind of have some of that conversation about some of the work he's doing there.
Yeah, I think there's, about 5 or 6 people on that particular panel. Let's go back to the more than 35 businesses that are going to be part of the expo. Are most of them from Kalamazoo?
They are all businesses from Kalamazoo.
What is the range of the types of services that we're going to see?
We have a very diverse range of businesses, from consulting to catering to mobile food trucks to beauty supplies. So just about any service or product you need, we have cold brew coffee, for example. So unique range, unique and very wide range of products and services.
In terms of the consulting, what kind of consulting are we seeing there?
There will be business consulting firms. I know off the top of my head, I can think of two that will be there, business consulting firms.
I noticed that you highlight in your flyer, you have the words culture, community, collaboration. Is that the theme for this particular event, or is that the theme of Black Wall Street, Kalamazoo?
It is the theme of the event as well as is what's pushing the event. We're seeing this shift in culture. I think there's been a lot of energy around Black entrepreneurship and Black businesses. So I wanted to make sure that we identified with the changing of the culture and pushing the culture forward. And we are wanting to become one community. We want to push the economy forward by having all of the different cultures be a part of one community. To show unity and collaboration, kind of bringing all the businesses together, dispelling the myths of Black businesses that we cannot come together, that we cannot work together, that we are going to be unified, we're going to be under one roof, and everything that this whole movement is about collaboration and needing each other and helping each other, pushing each other, lifting each other.
And what's the importance of pushing entrepreneurship in the Black community?
It will strengthen families, which will in turn strengthen the community, which then obviously strengthens our entire culture. And it just will begin to level the playing field.
To give a little perspective to that, to add to that, is one of the major problems that the city of Kalamazoo as a community has is poverty. It's the number one problem that we have in our city. And one of the major solutions to eliminating poverty, we believe, is entrepreneurship. And an opportunity to empower someone to become an entrepreneur is extremely impactful. And the reason why that's impactful, because if you're able to help a job creator create jobs, and that's going to affect several people and potentially several generations. So being able to empower African-Americans, in this case, to become entrepreneurs, we believe is something that is very self-sustaining and extremely empowering, and it's inspirational. And again, we're empowering problem solvers. If we're dealing with poverty, then that means that people are lacking the access to jobs. So that must mean that we must also empower job creators. And this is what this event is about.
Ms. Triplett, any final thoughts?
Thanks for having me on. And I just want to thank you for being a part of making sure that the community, Kalamazoo, the greater Kalamazoo area, is aware of what we're doing, and hoping that everyone will come out, no matter your culture, your ethnicity, to the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, August the 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. Please come out. Have a good time.
Thank you for joining us, Dwayne Powell Jr., Neighborhood Business Coordinator for the City of Kalamazoo, who is helping out with this event. Nicole Triplett, psychologist, entrepreneur, and business mentor and founder of Black Wall Street Kalamazoo, that is the leading organizer for this Black Expo coming up.
Can I say one last thing? So as a representative of the City of Kalamazoo, we're super excited to partner with this effort. This is a part of our shared prosperity efforts to empower the underserved and people of color to have access to good jobs. We believe that is a center part of our anti-poverty initiative and our shared prosperity Kalamazoo initiative. I also want to take a moment to thank our partners and sponsors, PNC Bank. Thank you again, Chase Bank, Horizon Bank, Old National Bank, Miller Canfield, and again, everyone that has participated and sponsored this event, we want to say thank you, and we're super excited about this effort, first of many, and we're excited about the future of Kalamazoo.
The Kalamazoo Black Business Expo takes place this Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Admission is free. For more details, visit WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.